CentOS 6, PHP, SOAP errors. Well, I thought I'd post a little note, in case anyone else is in the same boat. I recently had to rebuild a server due to hardware failure. The server's main role is to accept service requests from remote servers ready for processing. The server was standing between internal systems and the outside world. The system was originally installed with CentOS 5 and had the standard Yum install of PHP 5.1.6. After the rebuild, I had a server installed with CentOS 6 and the new Yum install of PHP 5.36. The services are implemented using PHP SOAP server requested on the HTTPS port 443. Because the server was being rescued, it had to be put out live more or less instantly, and testing was down to, were the important requests working? Then firefighting until things started to settle down. Now, before I go any further, I know what you're thinking. Why no fallover system? I totally agree. However, the bean counters weighed up the cost and decided a couple of hours downtime was acceptable. As it turned out, it was less than a couple of hours before the system was servicing requests. So back to the server. Everything seemed fine to start with. We started to get a lot of service calls that were in fact failing. All of the failing service calls gave the same error, which stated that the WSDL file was not able to be loaded. I'm sure you've seen the actual error. After some investigation, the following became apparent. The calling server was a Windows server or Ubuntu desktop. It was not a PHP SOAP version conflict. The service call worked on port 80, but not 443. After looking at the network interface routing, tracing routes, looking for blocked SSL connectivity at some point, checking OpenSSL at PHP version conflicts, and a lot of head scratching, I got to the point where I was checking the virtual host setup in the set SSL config file and noticed the server name was postfixed with the port number. This was the default file as written by the OpenSSL install, like so: server name equals blah blah colon 443. Don't know if it is a new thing for CentOS 6, but when I add a virtual server to a config file, I don't put the port number at the end of the server name because it's in the virtual host tag. It turned out removing the port number from the end of the virtual host definition server name fixed the problem. However, I just did it to tidy things up. I didn't realise I'd fixed it until a little later when a colleague asked me how I'd fixed it. So after double checking the fact that it was what I'd fixed the problem and recreating the errors by re-adding the port number, I was happy it was the root cause. It would seem the SOAP service was using the virtual host defined server name for the callback to find the WSDL file while loading the server's service handle. It was a relief to get to the bottom of this problem. Probably no one will ever read this, but I thought it was worth noting just in case it does help someone. I hope it does help someone.